You're wonderful. You praise you. We thank you for this gloriousness, one. Lord, I just praise you. I exalt you that you're real, that you're forever faithful, that you can take a nobody and use him for your glory. What a testimony, Lord, that I'm a nobody. And it all contributes to you, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your blessing. I thank you, everlasting love. I thank you for that peace that many don't have this day. That peace like a mighty river going in my heart. Lord, I have it to give others if they want it, but they don't ask, they can't have it. Because your word plainly says, cast not thy pearls before swine, lest they trample them under feet. And Lord, you heard me. I heard a testimony, and I couldn't agree with it. I couldn't believe what they came up with the answer. The answer I know you is we don't give things to deliberately hurt the cause of Christ. We hold them within. We only move as the Spirit moves. And Father, I thank you for that unction that comes directed from God. Lord, I praise you this day. I magnify thee that thou art glorious, that we're seeing great and mighty things in these last hours most people aren't even aware of. For our eyes are fastened on you this day. And Lord, we thank you for that inheritance that fades not away. For I say, my people, I have called thee to come into righteousness, to forsake the old man. I have even provoked thee that thou might be instructed in my counsel and my directions. But I see very few try to make any difference. Their minds are so in this world, so in the things that pertaineth not to me. The form of godliness is in this world. And I say, all people, all mankind is going to stand before me at that day, said the Spirit of God. There's a time when men will be no more time for them. It's going to be a time when heaven is going to be forever. And I say to thy people, you're about that time. You're living that time when I say that could be today. It could be tomorrow. But all I ask is you to be ready, that you might seek me, that you might call upon me. I say many do not know me. They don't even pray. They have a form, and in the form that they don't even know me. And yet they expect to go to heaven with that. I say I expect a little more out of my people. Yes, if they go into, when I accept me as Lord and Jesus Christ as personal Savior, yea, at that time, if they would go, they would in heaven. But I say they cannot live here for time and time and time and go backwards and not expect to grow. My people are not going ahead, they're going backwards. They're going back in the old man. The old man takes over, he becomes the leader. But yet you don't see it, my people. That leader is from the enemy. He comes to deceive the very elect. He's come to take away your crown. He's come to take away that peace that's in your heart that's so valuable. Do not know, thou knowest that there's a blessing? He that loveth righteousness shall live. He that hateth iniquity shall live. But he loveth the ways of this world is going to miss. I say, my people, thou must wake up. For the joy of me is your strength. Many of my people are sad. Many of my people are displaced. Many of my people are longing for revival. But I say that revival is having me in your heart. Everyone out there, you have no excuse. I have become your leader, not your church. The church introducing you to me. At that time, I would move upon thee. My people have never grown from that. They love to keep people in a place of non-growth. It promotes a shallow foundation. It promotes babies. It promotes those that have no faith. My word says over and over, without faith, it's impossible to please me. If thou should seek for me, ye should surely find me. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. But I say, my churches are absent from these words that I've spoken. I see the hearts of people. I see where they are. I love thee, my people. I love thee, but thou wilt not seek me. Thou seekest rather seek a man that would better be under a man's tutorship than my tutorship. Yet, you could even stay in your church, but you still should have that longing for me. And that longing is not there. It's put to a lower level. And I say this lower level is not life. It'll soon bring forth death. I'm calling forth a holy people without blemish. I'm seeking for those. They'll look my way, and I'll bless them. I'll strengthen them. them. I will put a cause in their heart. I put the joy. It cannot be broken. My joy is their strength. My peace is in them. I insulate them. I trust in them. And I work within them. My people awake, for my coming is soon. Look up. My coming is soon, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that's something. How much glory. Brother Clint, do you want to start the service now?
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a wonderful example about how we don't control the Holy Ghost, and He just runs the service His way.
You didn't get that on, did you?
And it's He runs the service His way, and we like it. Praise the Lord. We're so glad we got the recorder on. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. God bless you. And Brother Freedom prayed an anointed prayer where I don't think we need any more prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Mike is going to come and read some scripture. Praise the Lord.
This is in the 21st chapter of Luke. Verse 34 says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." Then in chapter 12, starting in verse 4, it says, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say." Then again, back in chapter 21, it says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares."
Thank you very much. Father, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you for what you said. I thank you that you can speak to our hearts. I thank you that we can hear right if we'll listen. I thank you for ever so faithful. I thank you for your great and mighty hand that's not short, that you cannot touch us. Lord, I thank you that you're reaching out to usward, and not willy should perish, but all should come to repentance. And Father, that day of repentance is about over. It's a time when we got to get our households in order, that we might be ready at that very instant when the trumpet of God shall sound, and time shall be more. "Look up, my church," he said, "and my church is not looking up," saith the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father, this day. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for mercy. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for that blessing. Oh, for your leadership, your guidance, your direction, your faithfulness, that you're never wrong, but you're always right. It gives us great hope because we don't have to talk to get an answer from no man. We get it right from the throne room, from heaven. And Lord, I just praise you and I thank you. I magnify, I praise, I will bless you at all times, and our praise shall be continually in our mouth. It says our souls shall make our boast of the Lord. And the humble, there's not many humble nowadays, the humble shall hear their own and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered from me all my fears. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this day. Move upon as only you can, Lord. I pray for souls out there in the world today, where you are. I pray that you'll get right with God. I pray that you'll be ready, that you'll be a living sacrifice. Lord, that you'll move upon the hearts of the people that's hearing this. They can be saved. They can be moved upon. They can walk in holiness. They can walk without fear. Many of you out there isn't fearful. You must have the joy of the Lord can be your strength. Father, just pray you bless this blessing upon your people. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. I know this is by the Lord today. It says, take heed to yourself, lest any time your hearts your hearts be overcharged with the serving and the drunkenness of this world. See, it's so easy. The enemy, he comes to deceive, destroy, and to kill. But God has come to give a life. It's just working out like God wants to work. When we were born, before we was in our mother's womb, Lord sees us. He can see whether we're going to, he knows all things, but yet we still have to make it work. He's called us all to come into the Lord, but many are called, but few are chosen. It's up to us to choose this day whom we will serve, casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. It says, be sober. That's what it talks. Drunkenness is the opposite of being sober. Drunkenness, I've never been drunk in my life, but I've been drunk in spirit, but that's okay. But when you're drunken, you're really not always. I've been drunk in the spirit, but I really didn't know what was all always that. There's something that changes you from the normal to above normal or below normal. The above normal, it does something to you that'll last. It'll last you till you go home. You can have a stroke and it's still in you. I had my stroke and I was so happy that my family, when they came down, they thought I was crazy. He slipped his lid. I can remember every word they said. But they thought, oh, poor, we don't even want to be around him. I knew what they was thinking. But I was happy. I can't understand how, but I couldn't even move. I couldn't even talk, but I was very happy. I looked like a vet, but wasn't doing helpless. But I was happy. See, our strength don't come from the things that promotes a natural. The Bible plainly says, a natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. We haven't been taught this when we first were saved. There no one taught us this. But that's the transformation that takes place. The natural man, he just sort of slumps off, and the new man comes growth, and pretty soon these natural feathers all come off of you, and pretty soon you've got eagle wings. You've got the power of God. Be strong, Lord, power, put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wild devil. As unknown, the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, fadeth not, neither does he go weary. Though there is no searching of his understanding, he giveth power to the faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The youth shall be faint and be weary. But the young, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. God's here to help us in the hour of temptation. Jesus was tempted until the eyes. I went through temptation. Sometimes hard. It is hard, especially when sometimes your marriage and things like this, all these things that come against the natural man. That's why we need to, as much as possible, marriages need to be totally with the Lord. Now, I'm thankful for my wife, because she's the one that brought me into this deeper walk. Now, I'm thankful for that. But there's times when you can't go on deep. Sometimes you have to agree. And the Bible says that we walk together unless we agree. We have to walk in agreement with God the Father, God the Son, and every day to make it with heaven. You can love your wife and all these things, but totally, spiritually, she don't even have control of you. You don't have control on her. This is some realm that's out a family. Family is no more family. It's out of that range. That's what you have, but God will help you in this range to enjoy that range. You'll have fellowship one with another. Enoch. Walk with God. He was in step with God. I know what it is in the army. You get out of step, they'll prod you and dig you and everything. You'll have problems. That's where we are with God. When we get out of step, we're not in the best as a good soldier. Your hearts be overcharged with the surfeitings and the drunkenness and care of this world. Bible says, love not the world. Neither anything in the world. If we love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. God is saying you can live in this world, but you can't be partakers. Like Adam and Eve, they could live in that garden there, but it was not permitted for them to take of that fruit. We're the same way. We're there, head and shoulders. I've even been with people who swore, cussed. After a while, I didn't even hear it. Bad jokes, all this stuff, and sometimes, shamefully, it's Christians. It's Christians. Then I'm going to take a, I was a member of some church boards, so I didn't want to get on no more church boards. I thought people, when they got on a church board, they was halfway spiritual. But I seen some of them that got ugly. They got very defiant. They got very personal. They got very uplifted in their own cause. It hurt me. The Lord says, you stay right where you are. I'm going to show you these things. Pretty soon the Lord gave me dreams. He showed me what they was possessed, had wrong things happening inside of them. They didn't know it. Now these could be corrected, but they was coming against the one that could correct them. It says, if we can come against Jesus, Jesus is going to forgive us. He's so special. He forgives us. But that comes a time, if we come against the Holy Spirit, it's not forgiven. And even sometimes the Lord's let me show there's some people, they're not doomed, but yet it's like your job is still, you got the job, but you don't have no more fringe benefits. That's what the church is at. No more fringe benefits. They cannot lay hands. They're not going to get up. They don't have that power that knows of His coming. They're absent from the will of God. And they deliberately come against those people because they haven't arrived. And they're so up in their own heart that they wish to be as He is. That's the one, the follower that they're following. That's what happened to Lucifer. It was because of his attention. He wanted to be higher than God. He wanted to receive the praise. There's only one way that Christians can live is in humbling yourself. There's something about our spirit that we don't want to be humbled. That's what sometimes you men don't like to have your wife, and sometimes your wife has some good words. And we should listen. They've helped me. Gets away some of that pride, some of that haughtiness that us men can get. And also the other way around. It can be sometimes the ladies also. It's a balance here. And you work together in one for one cause. For the glory of God that you would be at that day when our Savior is coming back this world. What a wonderful time. What a glorious time. Oh, He has all power. Jesus has the same power as He had in the old days. Exactly. And the Holy Spirit will back Him up with the power. But it's Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that these things take place. I can do all things, not through Muhammad or some other Hittite, Canaanite, but through the love of Jesus. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, whom keeps me saved, keep me filled, keep me excited, with His impacted with all for Jesus. All for Jesus, I surrender. No other I hear. I don't hear nothing. Oh, Jesus, He is my Savior. He's my fountain. He's my helper. He is my soon coming King. I praise You this day. We love You this day. We need to be in that place of seeking for Him. The Bible says if we seek for His face, we shall find Him. Call upon Me, and I will answer thee. Call. Call, that means just call. You know, you're too... So you can't get down your mouth and make a... He can even read your heart. Call on Me and I'll answer. I'm saying, call on Me and I'll answer thee. But if you can't even get it out, boy, you say it. And He'll hear you, even that low key, and He'll touch you. His hand is touching you. When I was sick, the Lord told me that why I had my stroke was because people, the church, was full of strokes. They had lost. And that's why I was going to go through some hard things, because this last year has been very, very hard. It's going to be very hard for you out there to have spiritual strength, but if you'll stay in there, it's going to, like me, now I got power. I got the Word of God. He made me more than conquered through Him which loved me. He showed Himself what He can do. He's mighty. He's glorious. He's the one that can deliver us. He's the one that can set us free. Not no other. All these Eastern people have false religions. There's only Jesus Christ. And why we would actually let a country that's so filled with God's love allow these things? Because we're at fault. We've had a form of godliness. Our church has become worthless. Our church has become no power. I've lived through it. And I'm one that sought no other power but God. I see these ones, but they're doing it with them multiples. I trust it by myself. I'm trusting God. I didn't need no one. And I still don't need it. I'm here to bless people. And I can't get that blessing unless I stay singular toward God the Father. That's for all of us. We got to seek Him and be desperate, because He's got something that's worth. If you don't make it, people out there, if you hear me this day, if you don't make it, it's going to be better than you've never ever been born. It's that terrible. I got to see that place, and it's terrible. I've been sick a couple times. Years back, I lost my thyroid, and had the service before, I laid hands on the sick, and they just get healed and everything else. Went home that night, Satan just come in the house and just pounced all over me. I was a sick man. But I knew that God was going to take me through. Didn't know why. I was sick, sick, sick. He even brought me down to where I didn't even, I had to, it was terrible. But God was with me. We got to rise out of where we are. We got to seek the Lord. And He's not going to allow us to be submerged no longer by the submersion of Satan. His activity is defeated at the cross. At the cross, Jesus' blood, through His precious blood, that we're saved. That we can be born again. That we receive the atonement of His blood upon Calvary's cross. That we might be a vessel of praise, of righteousness for His sake. Without that, we're lost. We're defeated. But God's here to be forever faithful. He's there to help us, to encourage us, that we might live in victory. We have not known, and God's going to get stronger and stronger till it comes. He's coming to the cross, Lord, and we need to rise. We need to live in peace. We need to be at peace with all men, but not with the enemy. He don't get our peace. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put you on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and things present, in the height, nor death, nor things come in the height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate you from the love of God. God's here to pour upon you His mercy. He's here to pour upon you His blessing. God loves you this day. God wants to fortify you with the mighty power of God, the anointing, the unction. Oh, it's so special. God bless you. I'm going to sit down for a second. And God's real. He's forever faithful. And He'll bless you. He'll keep you. And God's got a lot of investment on us. Just think how He's invested. He made this world. I think we live in the most beautiful part of the world. It's just beautiful where we live. I just love it. I just thank God that my boundary is right here. Brother Freedom feels blessed. And the weather is so nice. And many times, I think it's going to get up a little over 100. The Lord says, oh, we won't do it that day. You'll have a good day. It's going to end up being 95, 98, 90. A lot of times He does it. See, our Father is very caring for His children. The Father, He made us all. He sent His own Son, Jesus, down here that we can. Jesus went in through all the problems we face. Yep, He said not. There's no temptation taking Him, which is common man, for God is faithful, for He not allow you to be tempted beyond which you're able to be bear with that temptation, make a way of escape, that ye might be able to bear it. To face it. We need to seek God. We need to call upon Him. We need to have prayer meetings with God. I went to churches, they don't even know how to pray. I've seen people, they don't know nothing about it. The Bible says we are to pray always. We're to pray always. There should be such an attitude down here that just gives you that unction. Oh, Father, I just love You. I can't, 10 minutes ago, I can't do without You. I can't do, I never separated from, since I got that in my heart, I've never separated from Him. I separated from people. I love all of you, but there's separations. But He never leaves me. His eyes are on the righteous. And He lets me know more about it sometimes away, because then He speaks privately. All those private devotions are glorious. But no one even knows when He tells me, like, certain things are going to happen. I said, Father, why don't you know it? He said, I want you to know it. Let you know how You stand on me. I said, I've done a lot of, I'm not the best. He said, I know you. I see that. I said, I was no prize in no place. He said, I see that. It's hard for me to understand how God could love me. The little nobody boy. My folks were very poor. How that I literally had to work. I've never had any clothes, bought no clothes. I bought my own clothes ever since I was 9 years old. We had a large family. So I took care of myself. But I seen that God had something for me. After I drowned, all was going to drown, I knew that the Lord had a special purpose in my life. Just before that happened, my grandpa took me on his knee just before he passed away. And he says, blessed be my little man. He says, God's going to use him. Oh, I sense that God wants to use us all. He wants to use you out there having a special countenance upon God. He will show the old man what is good. What doth the Lord require me but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require thee but to do justly, live, love mercy, and walk humbly with a God. We're not counteracting. We're walking with God. You know, see, we get too much in this trying to testify on ourselves. It don't work. You wait upon God and it'll work. When you wait upon God, things happen. And you can be in the extreme wrong place at the wrong time. Think of me. I was in an ugly old shop that was so worst shop I was ever in my life. You couldn't even bother calling a shop. It's just but I was at the end of my retirement. And I thought, well, it's better than not doing nothing. And the Lord sent me over there. The Lord says, I want you to go down to the highway. He gave me the number that's electric avenue. Go down to it, about a quarter mile. Make a left-hand turn. Go about less than 100 yards. It'll be a shop. It's an inquire there for a man. I can say his first name, Ron. Sure enough, I told my wife, I says, we got to go to the doctor, but I think I got time to run out there because I've been praying about a job we need it for our livelihood. She says, well, you just go ahead and I know you'll try to be back. And I said, well, I will. So I went up there and I said, you know, I won't say his last name, but you know Ron here? And he says, no, he's not, but I think he is in the back, but who are you? And I give him my name and said, well, you're a legend. And I said, no, I'm not my dad. I said, well, we've heard about you a long time. And anyway, I walked back there. God walks before you. I walked back there and I knew this. I'd been around this fellow a couple of times. I asked him if he needed a mechanic. He says, yes, I do. And then, can you go to work right now? And I said, no, I got to take my wife to the doctor and I don't have any tools. He says, well, you don't have to worry about that. You be here tomorrow and I'll put you to work. And so next morning I had a job. Then that same little shop there had this lady that came in there. She was just so cranky. Actually, sort of a mean-spirited lady. I just prayed for her. Lord spoke my heart so clearly. Always say, have a good day. Don't you ever say any more. And that's what I did. And I says, have a good day. And she didn't say much. The next day she came in. I says, well, have a good day. What'd you say to me? I said, have a good day. She did it about 3 days and Lord finally says, she's going to come down and say now. And says, would you just still stay? Have a good day. And she challenged me. Says, I believe the Lord sent you here. And I said, no, I'm not that worthy. I said, I know the Lord. She said, but I know that God sent me here. And I said, whatever you want to think, that's what He wants to put you in heart. So, and I prayed for her. Her life totally changed. Totally changed. Her family, her grandkids knew that Grandma got touched. And it was no big heart speech. Where's your Bible? If you stop going, you know, all the things that Christians you want to use to actually put people down. I want her to know that the first thing she needed was having a good day. And that's what she knew. That's what touched her heart. Where sometimes we're so, even by testifying for people, we're in a contest. See who can have, win the most people for the Lord and all these things. Well, it's not that. It's doing what God wishes. And sometimes that taking the lowly road is not the high road. And that low road will get us to the Lord. The high road will be defrocked. He'll pull us down. And I want to challenge you this day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, touch your people. Touch America this day. I pray that there'll be callers in that call in. Father, I pray for the Spirit of God to be alive this day. Lord, I thank you. Oh, that no quenching be done against the Spirit of God. Lord, that people be alive to you this day. Lord, I thank you for that transformation that takes place as we receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. I pray that God will bless everybody in a very powerful way. If they want to have extra help, call in and we'll try to get back to you this day. I love you all. I pray for you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. I'm going to show you, say the Spirit of God, what my people look to me. I say, without my spirit, they're very awkward. They're a great disappointment. Their words are very luring. Their words are very hateful. Their words are very disobedient. They're walking in failures. They're walking in togetherness from the world. They like to compare. They're living in a time of the mechanical church. And I say many of you are mechanical pastors. You're mechanical hearers. You're all mechanical. And I say to thee this day, if thou hearest from one that has to get a sermon from without me, it's very mechanical. If your leadership is without me, you're very mechanical. And I say when you're very mechanical, you're connected to the opposite, which is the enemy in your soul. And he has such a connection, such a hold on you, my people, that you are going to be lured in to him without even knowing it. He's going to take you without a shot. He's going to take you in great deception. He's going to blind your eyes. He's going to blind your spirit. He's going to blind everything about you that you don't need me. But I say, you need my spirit. You need my son, my savior. His name, you can receive all things. You can do all things through him, with him. Without him, you're defeated. You cannot make it by your way, by yourself. Is Israel. They went to the desert for 40 years. And my people are still wandering to this day. I sent my son, Jesus, to pay in full for the indebtedness of the world. But that they're still wandering. They accepted him and then they stopped after accepting him. They quit at that time. They just, that was all there was to it. I say, my people, that's just the beginning. I have a way of to growing deeper. And yet, now it goes the other direction. You get less and less and less. So you lose your first love. You lose your first strength. And pretty soon you're without help. You're very without power. For I want my church to be strong in me, said the Spirit of God. I wanted my people to be with holiness, with no man to see or please. I want them to walk in victory. My people are far from that. But I say, my arms are still outstretched to whosoever will this day. I don't care what your past has been, what you've done in the past, but how you are today. I will give you a new slate, a new start, a new beginning, and you can forsake that old way, and I shall give you a new life, a new direction, and I will save you. I will set you free, and I'll put you on the road to eternal life. I say, many are called, but few are chosen. And this day, thou must choose this day whom you will serve. For I say, if my people will call upon me, I will answer them. And I will show them great and mighty things they do not know. For I am here to save the life. If thou shalt seek me, you shall surely find me. And I'll help you, my ones, for I love thee. I love thee, my ones. I love thee. I say, cannot thou get it through thy mind that I want to walk through your life from the day that you start? That you're led by my spirit? Is that not too heavy for you to understand? Is that not too difficult? You cannot understand my plan for man? Because man has not kept my word. Many have started well, but this day they have not finished well. And I wish for this day for all that hear this word to finish well. Finish! For I've called thee. And I say it doesn't make what you've done. If you went for 50 years and known me and you're down the cellar, I shall forgive you and put in a new start. And you can walk in victory this night before the night is over. If you should surely seek me, you should surely find me. For I'm seeking thee, this one, this night, all over the world. I'm seeking thee. Do not place church no longer, but invest your time in the Lord your God, because I'll be real to you for now until I call you home. God, Father, thank you this day. I thank you for your word. Lord, I just thank you for what I heard. And I prayed for this day that I'd hear something like this. And here I'm hearing from you, Father, and I just excited my soul. That's wonderful. Lord, you're so wonderful, so glorious. I know that I've heard the rites and I've preached this for years. I knew that you could preach if I just hang in there long enough, you'd make me preach. And you're doing it. So I've given you all the glory. And out there this day, when you start off, it may be hard. But you keep on, God's got a prize for you. Tomorrow's going to get a little easier. It may be hard, but the next day is going to get a little easier. You can think it's still hard. The next day is going to be easier. You still may think it's hard, but if you'll keep up, God will bless you. He'll move upon your life as no other one can. And that prize is too glorious, too wonderful, because you're going to live and lavish living in heaven. It's going to be glorious. 1,000 years is going to be a time of rejoicing here upon earth. Some of you are going to come back as kings and priests in this world. You're going to be partakers of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has a place for you all. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Amen, and praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning in the living room. God bless you.